Welcome to the Big Mike Fund Podcast, where you learn about advanced wealth building strategies from real estate investing to creating massive ROI and secured retirement profits. So pour yourself a cup of coffee, grab a notepad, and lean in, because Big Mike has got the mic, starting now.
Welcome to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. I'm the Big Mike, and it is my distinct honor and privilege to welcome Dr. David Phelps, the founder of the Freedom Founders, to the podcast. Hi, David.
Well, Big Mike, I'm totally honored here to be I'm your first guest of the 2018 new year. I'm guessing that I'm the first guest. I hope I am. Maybe I'm not. But anyway, it is always great to be with you, Big Mike. You've been just a treasure of a person, a confidant, a colleague that I've enjoyed getting to know some 5 years ago, and I'm just glad to be here.
Thank you, David. You're definitely the first. We've known each other for a number of years now. Of all people I know, you have the most remarkable mastermind. I have to give you the credit. First of all, I'm a big fan of masterminds. I love masterminds. But you have one of the most remarkable masterminds I've ever seen. It's the most powerful thing out there. You change people's lives. You improve people's lives. And with all due credit to Jason Medley and the Collective Genius Mastermind, I love that mastermind. But I think you have more powerful mastermind than Jason, for the reason that you are a dentist yourself and you have a very, you know, high degree of specialization. And I know a lot of professionals like dentists, and they don't know how to achieve personal freedom, financial freedom. They just know how to work hard. And you're changing people's lives, of hardworking people, into a life of freedom and prosperity. So could you talk a little bit about Freedom Founders, the mastermind you founded a number of years ago, what its mission and what its vision?
Yeah, great, Mike. And thanks for the kind remarks. I think the wisest people in this world are not those who are the innovators of everything. In other words, who just create from scratch. I think the smartest people in the world who, quote, have the most success, however you want to define success, are those who look for other people who have gone down a certain path and, you know, and had some level of success, but also with some of the pitfalls. And so you mentioned our good friend like Jason Medley and other people that I have also followed. I take bits and pieces of what I think I see as best practices that fit within my vision, right? And I think that's what we all have to do in our lives. There's no one person, there's no one pathway, there's no one blueprint that you can say, oh, this fits for everybody, because it's not, life is not that way. We all have uniques. And as you mentioned, my unique or my affinity is for the professional practice owners, because I am one. Even though I don't still clinically practice, I did for many, many years. So yes, I have a special affinity. I have a special caring for the professional practice owners that I help, because it's like a fraternity, right? It's like, you know, I went through all the schooling with them, in the trenches in the practice. I get it. You know, I get the frustration. And I also understand why it's difficult, as you said earlier, for a hardworking, very astute, highly educated person in any field, just outside of dentistry or medical field, any field that's highly specialized, as you said, Mike, it's difficult for any of us to be able to be wise in all areas of life. I mean, you just about can't, because the information is so broad today. So we have to learn how to ferret out, how to find other wise people, not just information, because information is prevalent everywhere. You go on Google today and you can find anything you want to. It's like, well, but what's accurate? What makes sense for you, the individual? And I think that's why we look for people like a Jason Medley of Collective Genius, who is a great aggregator of information through other people. And to me, that's right. The key, Mike, because you know very well that in a really well-run, highly facilitated mastermind with a great leader, that leader is going to bring the best people. So you don't want to be in a room with just anybody. You don't want to go to a networking meeting per se, where you run around the room, pass out cards. I mean, I'm not saying that you can't get some benefit there, but we're talking about, for people that don't understand a mastermind, we're talking about people that are highly vetted, first and foremost on character, integrity. Those are big, big pieces of being in a room, because what do we do, Mike, in the mastermind? We don't just thump our chest and go, oh, look at me. I closed so many deals last year. My top revenue run rate was so-and-so. No. We get down to the heart and soul of the issues, the challenges, the setbacks, even if you want to call them failures, that we all have in life. And when you can get real about that with real people like you and I can, like we can share about our families, we can share about setbacks, challenges, and opportunities. When you can do that with someone you know, like, and trust, now you've got something. You've got something much better than just information. You've got relevant experience and someone who's going to tell you the way they believe it is without any hidden agenda, without trying to solicit you for client coaching or consulting or whatever. Not saying that's bad, but that's what it is. So anyway, that was my long entry into your question, Freedom Founders. So all right, let me be brief and I'll let you get back in. It is your podcast, by the way.
That's okay. I am ecstatic to have you and hear your view of the world.
Okay, so
people hear enough of me. So
well. So anyway, so yeah, I practiced in the trenches in clinical practice for some 21 years. And real short, you know, the reason why I left clinical practice, and this is big, I think, Mike, again, this is big, for people to make real transformation, real change in their life, not just little tweaks here and there, or setting some New Year's resolutions that they're going to give up in 3 weeks and say, oh, well, what the heck, I'm back to life. To make real transformation in your life, you've got to have, each individual has got to have a real reason why, a real purpose, a real substantial vision as to what a certain change will produce in their life. And it's got to be more than just making money, Mike. You know that. It's got to be more than I just want to make more money, because money's just an exchange medium. There's got to be what's behind growing a business bigger. What's behind me expanding or hiring an executive assistant or doing more marketing or whatever it is. What's that really going to do? And most people don't think that through, Mike. So what happens is they start chasing a certain goal or project, thinking, well, that's the magic bullet of the day. And they go down a rabbit hole and it's kind of empty, right? It doesn't really produce what they're looking for. So my reason why was my daughter, Jenna, who now it's like 13, I lose track of time, 13, 14 years ago, was an end-stage liver failure. And she was 12. She was 12 years old at the time. After surviving leukemia and a series of years where she had epileptic, you know, breakout seizures. And that was when I really, my call to action was, for me, my real reason to change, Mike, was that I could not see myself staying, I call it, you know, chained. I call it chained to a business, a great business, a professional practice. I was a dentist. I did great work. I helped people. Nothing wrong with that. But the problem is, Mike, it didn't give me the freedom that I felt like I needed right then and there in my life to really serve in the capacity of being a father. Now, let's think about it. You know, we can go all the way down the road in our lives. And at the very end, when we're maybe weeks out or months out or days out from when we may pass on, what's the thing each one of us, and I'm talking about mainly to the men right now, what are you going to think about? What's going to be the most important thing to you? I guarantee you it's not doing one more deal, closing one more deal, or raising your top line revenue when you're, that's not what it's going to be. It's going to be about the people you cared about, whether it's your family or your best friends or whatever. That is what people care about. And so I had to be intentional about going, okay, I've got to change my life. I did. Long story short, not easy, but I did. And as a result, I had freedom to spend time with my daughter, which was the main focus. But then I'm looking around going, what else am I going to do? I'm only 45 years old and I've got enough real estate that provides me passive cash flow. What else am I going to do? I'm not going to spend 24/7 with my daughter. That's a little ridiculous, you know, but what am I going to do? And it was then that I had other doctors that were starting to ask me after I left practice, well, Not why I did it. They understood the why with my daughter. It was like, how? David, how did you do this? And see, I never had really revealed to too many people, Mike, that all along, even when I started in dental school, that I was building, you know, what I call today passive cash flow through real estate, equity ownership, and through debt assets. And I did that for, you know, some 21 years, and it set me free. And so other doctors want to know, how'd you do that? So fast forward, I started talking to some of them in a small groups, then small group expanded to a little bit larger group. And before too long, you know, the incepsis of, you know, what Freedom Founders is today, you know, began back in about 2012. And, you know, you're part of it. You've seen it grow. Mm-hmm. I think it's all about providing true leadership and truth in information and truth about life. In this case, finances and real estate, the things we do. It's about providing truth, real leadership, not trying to sell something to people, not trying to give them another gimmick or tactic or, you know, get rich quick here. You know, we don't do any of that crap. You know, it's about real life and how do we get from point A to point B, whatever your point B is.
David, that was very inspirational because it starts from a remarkable personal story and a huge point of pain. And I know I've heard the story before and how you changed your life to be with your daughter, to help your daughter through the difficulties and how it changed you. Having seen what you've done with the mastermind, the kind of people you've surrounded yourself with, it's remarkable. I mean, I genuinely appreciate the events. The last event I went to, and this is for the audience, it's unbelievable how David runs these events. He actually lets his team run the events, and he has surrounded himself with a remarkable team. I mean, this is from my observation from sidelines coming to the event as a trusted advisor, and how low-key he is. It's just very humbling and both very powerful. So your leadership style is one of a great leader. I don't know how else to put it, but you're not beating yourself in the chest. You're letting great people around you do a lot of work that you give them a direction to, and then they take it from there. So I find that the Freedom Founders is both inspirational and down to the earth, very simple and very powerful too. So that's my observation of what I've seen on the Freedom Founders. Every event I come to, it's one of the events I actually really enjoy going to. I have other things I have to travel to, and I am not enjoying. And Freedom Founders, it's just a pleasure to be there. Besides the fact that it's encouraging in many ways, it's enriching. It enriches your mind, enriches your soul. That's my my couple of words about how powerful, how great Freedom Founders Mastermind is. So tell me a little bit about, how do you define the freedom besides the fact that you're free to do things yourself, that you've built passive income enough of the passive income to support yourself? How do you define freedom beyond basic financial? Or maybe start with basic financial freedom. What does it mean to be free?
Yeah, well, you know, freedom, I think, has to be defined by each person individually. You know, for me, the framework for freedom means I can do what I want to do when I want to do it and with whom I want to do it. That's a pretty broad definition, isn't it? What that really means is, doesn't mean I have to quit, quote, working. Doesn't mean if I'm a dentist, I have to quit my practice. It means you start to figure out how to build the platform, the infrastructure of your life, both your business, your personal, in such a way that you get to choose how you work. And you know, in this case, the patients you see, if you're still seeing patients or the clients you have. You know, when I was in practice, in my own clinical practice, Mike, I'll be honest, there were days where I look at the schedule for the next day and I would cringe because, I just use a generic name, Mrs. Smith was on the schedule. You know, Mrs. Smith was obviously a person who was, let's put it this way, high maintenance, right? Difficult to work with. That's tough because, you know, you when you deal with consumers, you open yourself up to everybody. I'm not saying that was the only reason, the only negative in practice of dentistry, but I say to dentists today, you know, get your practice set up so that if you love doing what you do, the art of dentistry in this case, helping other people, you can do it the way you want. Do the procedures you want to do on the patients you want to do. Now, what that means, Mike, is you can't run solo in your life. You can't be that John Wayne rugged individualist that we all are brought up to be, right? You know, control yourself, do it yourself, make the grades, you know, put everything on your back and just hammered out. There's, you know, we can do that when we're young, but there's a burnout period because that does not give one freedom. That does not give one freedom to try to carry the load. And that means we have to learn how to share or collaborate, maybe is a better word. And to collaborate means you've got to find the right people. It's not the easiest thing. If someone is struggling right now because they go, man, I've got a team, I've got employees, I've got staff, but man, it's just a headache. And it's like every day, every week, it's like I'm babysitting. You know, like we hear that all the time, right? Well, it's because we were never trained in business or dental school really how to be good leaders. It's something that can be learned. And I had to learn it, Mike. I had to learn how to be a good leader. I was not a natural born leader. I had to learn it. I had to read books. I had to follow other people. And when you become a good leader, you learn how to, number one, attract good people because you hopefully have the core values of at least integrity, right? And authenticity. You've got to be those things as a leader. You can't be wishy-washy or speak out two sides of your mouth or you're going to lose people. You've got to be consistent. You've got to be able to admit when maybe you were wrong or made an error. There's nothing wrong with a leader saying, you know what? I blew that one, team. You know, I take responsibility, and you move on instead of, you know, looking for the blame game. Like a lot of people, like, you have to hold yourself on a pedestal, like you're perfect. No, you can't ever play that because none of us are. So finding the right people to surround yourself with, I would say, is probably key number one, whether you're trying to build a practice, a dental practice or a professional practice that gives you more freedom. And then secondarily, you know, and what I love to do and you love to do is help people with their passive income through real estate. Again, I think, you know, what we talk about all the time, Mike, and you're such a great help in doing this as a trusted advisor, I show doctors how not to get in the trenches in real estate, right? Not to go flip this house, not to go do rehabs. It's like, no, find the right people that already do that business. You get to know, like, and trust them. You do some due diligence, of course, and then you invest with or through them. For a busy professional practice owner, busy business owner, entrepreneur, that, my friend, and you know that, is the way to build wealth on the side. But too many people don't get that. It's like, nope, I got to do it myself. I'm going to control it all. And it's like, well, there's a ceiling. You can only get so far, and you're going to get frustrated.
Find the people who you like, know, and trust, and who have their systems set up, and invest with them. And that's the brilliance in simplicity. I mean, we do the same. As a fund manager, we have same experience. We really focus on the best people who we absolutely like, and we trust them, and we know what they do, their business. We want to do as many deals as we can with them because they have their systems, their values, their integrity. So I share that the same thought process as you do. So that concept is extremely powerful because you can't do every deal out there, and there are too many deals, too many opportunities, finite amount of time. So you have to work with great people, and then the power is multiplied by the virtue of that.
Exactly. And you know, so let me kind of give back to you what you gave back to me. You know, one of the reasons you are a trusted advisor in Freedom Founders is because, number one, I know you. I got to know you early on. I got to watch you, observe you, listen to you in our other Collective Genius Mastermind before, you know, we even decided to even see if there's an opportunity, because I want to know who the man was, and this Mike Zlotnick, you know, behind, you know, what I heard people say you did. Also, I got to find out from other people your track record. That's also important. It's like, who else has done business with someone you're thinking about going into business to? What has been their experience? You know, can you count 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people at least that you, again, believe are giving you the true story? Start doing that due diligence. And so I love having you and some of the other people that we both know, like, and trust within our group, because my job is to provide as much safety, no guarantees, of course, but as much safety as I can for doctors who want to get involved in real estate. It's like, if you're working with the right people, then it becomes easy. And what you do, Mike, is you leverage your network, because what you have done by being a fund manager, you've got your contacts throughout different geographic areas in the country. You've already done pre-vetting, just like I'm talking about how we pre-vet, right, our trusted advisors. You've gone out there and you've got people that are boots on the ground in real estate. And what you do is you create a network and allow other people to come and invest through you in those. And you do all the vetting. You do all what I call the hard lifting, right? And for that, your company deserves and must make a profit on that, but there's still enough what we call meat on the bone for an investor who wants to be passive to get nice returns without having to get beat up about things they have no idea what they're doing.
David, thank you for giving me the credit, and I appreciate the vote of confidence. Yeah, it's exactly what we do. And what's interesting, our latest flagship fund, our kind of, let's just call it the carry, our performance fee is such that bulk of the money goes to the investors. And I can't state it enough. This latest fund has been set up, and I'm not promoting the fund. The fund can only be offered through a private placement memorandum. I'm just saying that part of the setup was such that our interest is always aligned with our investors. We don't get paid performance fee until investors get paid their pref. Only then we get a little bit of an upside.
I love that, because that means everybody has skin in the game. It's really good.
Yeah, exactly. Let me just briefly switch the subject. We only have maybe about 10 more minutes. I love the fact that you talk about safe, conservative investments, and the current world has seen the world of crypto. And it's just so amusing. Every day, our mutual, very good friend, Corey Boatwright, has gone crazy on crypto. He thinks it's the best thing after the sliced bread. What is your thoughts on this? In my view, it doesn't meet Benjamin Graham definition of investment. It's a pure speculation, but it seems to be everybody's going crazy on crypto. And I've been told, hey, put 1% of your net worth and forget it. I just think of it as a dot-com boom. It's going to crash one of these days. Maybe I'm missing something here, but
Well, do you think Corey Boatwright's going to be listening to this episode?
Yes, you will be, and I am going okay. to be all right. All right. Picking
so,
on him.
So let's give Corey Boatwright a little bit of credit here.
Awesome. He's incredibly bright, so he's got something right about it.
Yeah, he extremely brilliant, so well connected in business and real estate, is awesome. And you know, the nice thing about being in a group of people you really know, like, and trust, masterminds, whatnot, is that there should be differences of opinion and perspective. You don't want to be in a group where everybody just like the Pied Piper will just follow the leader across over the cliff. You sure. want this discussion. You want debate. That's what sharpens all of us. So I love it when one of the people that we know, like, and trust, like Corey, maybe takes a different position on something, you know? And so what do we do, Mike? We stop, we listen, because we trust a person like that, because we know his track record. So even though maybe we're not ready to jump in, it's like, but that's a person I'm going to listen to. That's a person I'm going to take a listen to and get a different perspective. Even if it doesn't fit me, I'm going to listen because it gets me a little bit more educated. So you asked me what I think. Yeah, I'm with you. I've been at this game, meaning, you know, investment and finances for, you know, 4 decades. And you know, I've tried some things in my life that were outside of my realm, my box, right, which has been real estate primarily, like yours. I've done things like oil and gas ventures and some things here, and most of the time, Mike, I've lost money when I've gone outside my area of expertise. My feeling is you should invest in what you know best. Now, that doesn't mean that our friend Corey Boatwright is not doing heavy lifting and understanding what he can about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin. He does. When he digs in, he digs in. But I'm like you. I think that you have to separate the world of investment, which is, to me, it's long term. It's long term, and depending upon your investment platform, you should have a relative good feeling about stability. Right now, if you want to speculate, which to me is like going to Vegas and taking a certain amount of money and saying, I'm going to play craps, I'm going to play blackjack, and I'm just going to roll the dice. And if I get some winnings, great. But at a certain point, I've got a stop loss. I'm done. I'm out. And if you can do that, if you can maintain that, then playing some money in cryptocurrency that you're willing to lose, as you said, then have some fun with it. But don't make that a mainstay of an investment portfolio, because, Mike, it's not sustainable. It's not predictable. You can't back your financial future on something that has that kind of volatility. You just can't.
That's right. You're so right. It's funny. On the previous episode, I recorded. It was exactly the point. Corey's point was buy crypto with the money that you invest. I play in the World Series of Poker event. He says you put in $10,000 to participate in the World Series of Poker. You're trying, you know, your chances of winning are 10 to 12%. The chances of just making the money back. So.
Yeah,
exactly the point. So we both agree on this. Let's switch the subject a little bit. What do you think about the latest tax cuts that just been passed as a law of the land? And what do you think about this? It's sort of, some people are extremely excited about it. And you live in Texas, and I live in New York, and I have some other coastal folks, and they are complaining already about their non-deductibility of their real estate property taxes. They're joking about this. Is get out of there. Go into Texas. Go into tax-free states. Might, you know, better from a tax perspective.
Well, you know, Mike, I always say that if you go out on a highway, there's these big green signs with white letters, and they point to other cities and states. So if you're not happy where you live, it's a high tax state, high property tax state in this case. Just go find those big green signs and find one that points to a more red state, like Texas, and come on. But yeah. that being said, I think it's overall positive. You know, was it tax reform? Heck no. That's just a spin they put on. Is it going to fix all the problems in this country with the spending problem that we have? No, it's not. Fundamentally, I don't think it does much. It's a little bit of a shell game, okay? And meaning that they just move the pieces around. They put a media wrapper, a spin on it called tax cuts and job. Tax cuts and job.
Just creation or something.
Job creation, something. Yeah. Okay. So that's what they do with bills, right? Just like Obamacare was called the Affordable Health Care Act. Far from it, but that's the spin they put on it. So, but you know what? There's, in this case, there is a, besides the fact that I think overall, for individuals and businesses, without having to do any great machinations, meaning you don't have to do like heavy duty moving these around, create new entities, which a lot of people think you need to do, there's going to be a tax savings for just about everybody. Just, I mean, for the mainstream business owners, capitalists in this country, I think it's going to be good. Now, the other part that's good, Mike, is the psychological part. You can like Trump or hate Trump, but there is this thing called, I believe, the Trump effect, right? The Trump effect was, number one, Trump getting elected a little over a year ago as president. What's Trump about? He's about pro-business. He's about anti-regulation. And getting this tax, quote, reform bill passed at the end of the year, what that's already showing is that it has a positive influence on the mindset, the confidence of the consumers and the business owners who, for 8 long years, pretty much, you know, held back, and everybody hunkered down because the regulations were so heavy out there. You know, who's going to get taxed? Which industry is going to get beat up next? Nobody wanted to take a chance. People are actually believing that what Trump is doing, he's opening up commerce again without feeling like you're going to get pummeled if you do it. And that in itself is a good thing for consumers, have more confidence, businesses are expanding, they're hiring more people, and they're also, in many cases, giving some of the company's tax savings back to the employees in bonuses. We've already seen at the end of the year, some of the major corporations are paying bonuses and giving raises. So again, is it going to save the country from the debt issues we have? No, but is short term at least, is it a good thing? I totally believe it is.
I was listening today to CNBC, one of those financial programs, and there was the same comment that the confidence is up, investor confidence and consumer confidence is up, and that's the key. And that boosts the growth as people feel more confident, they spend more, they invest more, and it becomes a growth cycle. So from that perspective, psychological effect is huge. So thank you. I think we're a little bit short on time, so I wanted to take this opportunity and ask you to share a little bit of information. If folks wanted to learn about Freedom Founders, how would they do that? Is there a website? What's the best way to learn? And some of my listeners are professionals. You don't have to be a dentist. No. I know you have some great other doctors. So we have a great veterinarian, for example, and yes, other folks. And as long as you're a professional, as long as you work hard, and as long as you'll want to learn how to invest in real estate and how to achieve personal and economic freedom, I think this mastermind is a great opportunity for you to check out. So David, could you please share with the listeners how would they be able to get a hold of you?
Yeah, a great place to connect would be the website, which is Freedom Founders. That's Founders with an S. So freedomfounders.com. Also, I do a podcast as well, which is the Dentist Freedom Blueprint podcast. Dentist Freedom Blueprint. As you said, Mike, people don't have to be a dentist. Sure. That's just where I come from. A professional practice owner, really any small business owner, under 10 million, under 5 million, under 2 million revenue, this is what we're about. And the mastermind itself, as any high value mastermind, is limited in capacity. We can't take everybody in who would want to be a part of it. But our mission, and you asked me at the top of the hour, Mike, is, what is the vision for Freedom Founders? Well, we're going to keep the core mastermind at a very high level, in intimate in the relationships, because that's important. But we still want to serve the greater populace, anybody who fits the category of a small business entrepreneur, the financial things that we teach, whether it's basic finances or real estate, apply. They apply. And we want to get that out to more people. So just connecting with us, go to the podcast, go to the website. And we want to get more content out in general to people so that they can at least, start the steps in the right direction as they, grow in their life and their careers and their business.
That's great. Thank you for sharing. Yes, you have a great podcast and you have the mastermind. So I hope folks take the opportunity to visit the website and listen to your podcast. David, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate you coming on board. I'm trying to keep this down to 30 minutes. So.
Okay. Well, this is a pleasure. I can't believe the time goes by so fast. I think we were just having too good a time here, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Big Mike Fund Podcast. To receive your copy of Mike's How to Choose a Smart Real Estate Fund book, head to BigMikeFund.com or visit Amazon and type Mike's Zlotnick. Keep listening and keep investing Big Mike style. See you on the next episode.